All right, City Council meeting for Tuesday, January 20th is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Jerry Peoples, Canal Road Baptist Church. Thank you, Pastor. Followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Would you join me in prayer, please? Father, we are grateful and thankful for your goodness, for your blessings, for all that we experience and enjoy in life, for it comes from you. Thank you for those who protect us, the policemen and the firemen and the paramedics and those who watch after us. Lord, bless them, protect them. Father, we thank you for these men and women who lead us and serve us in this community. And Father, I pray that they would adhere to what you give us in Scripture, that they would trust you with all their heart, lean not on their own understanding, and in all their ways acknowledge you and watch you lead them in the ways that you'd have them to go. Thank you for your mercies. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Robertson.
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. I got a minor fire burning that I may have to deal with, so I may have to excuse myself and take a phone call. So I will leave it in the capable hands of Mayor Pro Tem, Mr. Johnson. If y'all understand, it shouldn't take long. But considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consideration of a previous minutes from a council meeting and committee of the whole from 12-16-25. If there are no objections, reading of the minutes will be waived. If there are any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Women's firearm course, sorry it's sold out, it's this Saturday. Might be a little rain, but they've got most of the course will be indoors anyway. So keep in tune. I think it's on the police department's website. That's it.
In February, the USPCA Region 1 field trials, hosted by the Orange Beach Police Department. Here we go. The challenge is on. Are coming up in February. And I'll have more information and announcement at the first February meeting. So.
Anyone else? Anything else? All righty. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest and SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
The president, Greg, I'm sorry.
Sir.
I had another one that canceled, so one you, though. I'm not going to cancel you.
Mayor, thank you. And I'll be brief, and then I'm going to turn it over to a fine group of folks. Just wanted to come back and give you all an update on the e-cycle and shred day that happened on Saturday, January 10th. Thank you so much for the partnership with the City of Orange Beach and the support. We had folks from all over, but about 100 cars came through from Orange Beach and about 100 from Gulf Shore, so very, very evenly matched there. But just the numbers real quickly, there were 3.5 tons of shred that were collected, 3.1 tons of electronics for a total of 6.6 tons that were disposed of properly and collected. I'd also like to give a shout out to our junior leadership kids. 12 just happens at 12 from Orange Beach High School, 12 from Gulf Shores High School, and 3 from Southball and Christian Academy all participated that day and represented well. So again, thank you so much for the partnership and for everything. And if you will, at this time, I'd like to turn it over to our Shrimp Fest committee for a presentation, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. I hope you have a poem for us.
Actually, no, but I did script, so this one. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mayor and Council. Myself and these coral committee shirt wearers represent the Coastal
Steve,
Alabama Business Chamber.
For the record, would you please announce your name and your
Do
title,
I have to?
Please.
Yeah.
My name is Steve Jones, and I work for the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber, and I help with the Shrimp Festival.
Thank you, sir.
I apologize. That's
You've been doxed.
My place, too. Regardless, I represent the Coral Shirt Committee wearers here, and we represent the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber. And we're here to recognize and thank the Orange Beach Mayor and Council for their support and assistance to our 52nd Annual National Shrimp Festival. The City of Orange Beach donates two vehicles that are critical to the success of our operations before, during, and after the Shrimp Festival, and also lend their support to execute the Shrimp Festival run that begins at the Orange Beach Sportsplex and carries to much of the Hugh Brannion Backcountry Trail in Orange Beach. Also, we know that a significant number of Orange Beach residents are faithful volunteers each year that help make our production possible. Some of them give us 4 hours, and some of them give us hundreds of hours. Even though it's all hands on deck for the chamber staff, I am the only person on the chamber staff that is paid and assigned responsibility to be at that Shrimp Festival. Over 900 volunteers actually produce this festival, and that makes it their festival. Not my festival, not the Chamber's festival. The communities own this festival, and for their service, we are grateful. And I'd like to present to you, committee, would you stand behind me, please? I can tell you who these people are. I have my wife and son, who are the responsible vendors for the beverage committee. We have Allison
Langus
this time. Okay, she is for singing scholarships chair. I have Vicki Peanuts, and Vicki Peanuts was our merchandise chairperson this year. So Ryan Moberly is our communications director, and he is also here to take a photo for us, if you will allow us that after this. We want to present you with a framed copy with the thanks for sponsorship of the annual National Shrimp Festival from last year. And again, with our grateful support, we appreciate what you do for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe we have a photo?
Yeah.
How do we do this? Should we just line up right here? Okay. We're going to line up right here across the front of the diagram.
Oh.
Yeah. Face the back of the room from the dice.
If you guys will go back there with them.
Come on.
Yeah,
right here in front. Okay, moving to new business under miscellaneous. Approval of retail beer, off-premises, retail table wine. Lion's Den Holdings, The Beach Bum, Perdido Beach Boulevard, Suite A.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries under resolutions. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Wetland Sciences to develop the Orange Beach component of the Orange Beach, Alabama Beach Mouse Habitat Conservation Plan, $53,100.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of amended covenant of purpose, use, ownership, Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Council, expansion of the Orange Beach Wildlife Rehabilitation and Education Program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution creating and appointing an America 250 AL committee.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Sawgrass Consulting for civil engineering, land surveying science services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Sawgrass Consulting, property survey, proposed site for new civic center, $16,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of tractor, Public Works, Street Department, Sourcewell, $39,794.88.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase, track loader, Public Works, through Sourcewell Parish Tractor Company, $109,031.96.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of two utility vehicles for Public Works Refuge Department, Sourcewell Parish Tractor Company, $43,744.26.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a dump truck for Public Works, Kenworth Mobile, $205,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
What a bargain.
Still chuffing, aren't you?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a leaf vacuum for Public Works Refuge Department, Environmental Products Group, $79,239.23.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for Coastal Resources Department. State bid, Stivers Ford Lincoln, $68,532.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase, vehicle Coastal Resources Department, state bid, McSweeney Auto Group, $43,856.57.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of two fire engine trucks for the fire department, Houston Galveston Area Council for Emergency Equipment Professionals, $2,017,624.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of amended task order with Geocon Engineering Materials Testing. Provide geotechnical testing engineer services for pickleball courts, $9,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
And second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Fine. Committee of the Whole is called to order. Tuesday, January 20th, 2026. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Okay. Discuss school board appointment. Put this on here so that we can discuss a process. I think the school board was appointed in haste and, originally because of the timelines, the time frame for my breakaway. I think everybody understood that. But now we're down the road and we want to open it up to applications, resumes, whatever, and welcome anyone who would like to apply. But we do need a process, I think, by which to move through that. And I have a suggestion. I really have thought this through a thousand different ways, and I'm keeping in mind that these are people who want to be public servants. They don't necessarily want the limelight in any way. 90% of them would not have run for an elected office, especially after seeing what the last election was like. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to say that we need a general process. Because if we have a process where people are going to feel like they might be embarrassed or put in a public scrutiny, you know, we don't do our interviews with our police chief, fire chief in public. And I don't think that's I don't think that's kind. I think it'd be really, we would have a very small pool. So what I'm suggesting is, and I'm following the model by which we use with the city, in the city, our department heads generally do the interviewing, and then they pick who they want to work with them because they know who works best with their team. And those of us in administration generally just approve that, rubber stamp it. I don't even know when the last time.
No, they don't rubber stamp it, they have a committee.
Do what?
A hiring committee.
No, I'm talking about the recommendation that comes up to us.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, because we know that they know better than we do who they want, who they need. And so I don't even know when the last time I hired anybody other than being part of the mayor and council's department head process. So having said that, in parallel, what I'm suggesting is that the school board would take and go through all the resumes, and we're welcome to do that as well, but then they would make a recommendation to us of 3 to 5 names of people they feel like would fit in with their mode of governing, that understand where the what the goals are, understand the school system, and it's more specific to the running of a school. We would then interview those folks, all of them, and we would come at it from the angle of we want to see that person as far as how they see the community, how they fit in the community, what they've done, how they see the community and the school integrated, how they see the community helping the school, supporting the school. It's just a different angle from our perspective as opposed to trying to, I don't want to.
And the vision of the future of the school.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole community, because we everybody rallies around that school. Mm-hmm. So I think it's two separate, two different views of that person, but both one being just as important as the other. And I'm open, but that's in my mind. I thought that would be the way that we could do it without, you know, demanding something of people who don't want to be in the limelight. They just want to serve.
So is this going to be a new list of applicants?
I think at this point, if we would like to open it back up, I'm fine with that. If we want to go back and just say this is a process that we can all live with, then we can go back to them and say, please provide us with whatever number of names y'all wish to ask them to send to us, and then we can start the interview process.
Well, it's to me, personally, it's like a change, a ground rule change all of a sudden. And so I guess that's something that I have to ponder. You know?
The school board's already sent us a list of names, right?
They sent us 3, yeah.
Just 3 names.
Yeah. But we didn't really go through, didn't have an interview process in place.
Right.
And I think that that's important. I think two separate views of that applicant.
So the school board had 3 out of the 9 that we received? They had 3?
We received 17.
We received
17.
And they had 3 out of that.
Yeah, and I think they could have come up with more than that. I think I said, y'all just throw us 3 names, because again, we had no process. And in hindsight, but again, without y'all telling me how many you want to interview, you know, I don't want to interview 10.
No.
And five might be a good number.
So we could give 5 that we wanted to interview, and they could give 5?
You could, but that's 10 interviews.
Mm-hmm. Or 6.
Well, there could be some of their selections.
3 and 3.
We wouldn't be doing a total of 10.
Or 3 and 3 and 3, there'd be 6 interviews. Or 2 and 2.
Well, then you got to create a process by which we come up with the names. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to do that. I don't necessarily want to sit here and publicly discuss and debate a person's character and who they are, what my likes or dislikes about them. So that was some reason I was shying away from that. Mm-hmm. But again, I just feel like the school board knows what they need from a governing perspective better than we do. And we know better what the community wants out of a person because of our elected office and our being in the community and listening.
And we need to know what the kids need, because that is where it begins and ends, the kids and the services and the classes and everything that they deserve. And so, yes, it is an important decision, and it is thankless, you know, but it's important. And I'm passionate about it, and you know that. So is this something we have to decide right now?
No, I mean, I think they're functioning fine with four. They're not in a demand situation. I'd like for the folks that have applied to have some closure.
Sure, yeah. No, I appreciate that.
But we need to, I do think it needs to be well thought out, because this is the process going forward. Right.
So we have to change any sort of resolution for that, because initially it just said the council made the decision.
Yeah, and that's what we threw down at the time because of.
But if we're going to change the game, so to speak, we have to do that formally by resolution or anything.
We want this to be the process. We'll do it by resolution. This is the process, and then we'll lay it out. But we still pick the member.
Right.
But we pick it from that recommended five or whatever.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I guess I'll just have to. For me, I just have to think about that. Because what about if we don't have any agreement on the five? Then. So I think there needs to be some give and take in there, but that's something we can talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be sticky because I don't know. We were still researching. I think we need to know what we can do in executive session that would protect the name and character of someone. Because if I have someone I like a lot, and you have someone, you've had a bad experience, and we don't want to air that
in
public.
No, absolutely not.
So,
exactly.
That's sort of why I'm trying to go this route and keep it at a limited number. And it may be, and most of the time when we do a department head, we do a police chief or whatever, either somebody stands out. You know, there's somebody that always stands out above the five. And I don't think it would be hard for us to come up with a consensus of the number of votes to pick that person.
Right. Okay. Well, here are two things that I do like. I do like that the citizens get a chance to have a chance to be on the school board if they'd like to serve by sending in their resumes. I don't know necessarily that we need to redo it. We've got 17 applicants in. They're the ones that were serious at first. They put them in there. I think if we're going to do that, we need to go back out of those 17 and have them pick the best five and then send them to them. That's what I'd like to see.
And I'm fine with that.
I agree with you. I'm sorry, Jack.
Yeah. No, I'm finished.
I agree with Jack. There's already 17 out there. And they're all good resumes. I've read every one. Some of them I've read twice. So I don't want to re-put that out there. I'm like you.
Very well qualified individuals on the list.
Everyone. Yeah. I agree.
And see if we can't come up with something out of those five between us. Like you said, we're still, in my opinion, the council's still putting them on the board, but I understand everything you're saying too, and I appreciate your concerns. Robert, you're the only one up here that was on that board, and I appreciate your thoughts.
Well,
I want to think about
spot.
It as well, but I think it's a good idea.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind of the 17, there's more than five that are qualified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we narrow down the two different aspects of their service, it may be that there's some folks that shine in that respect.
And there is a fail-safe in there, too, because it would be taking my position. So it just so happened that it was the wrong choice. We'd have to vote on it again in a year. So you know, that's a little comfort in that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, surely the school board can recommend three. Maybe we can pick two or three. Six interviews or four interviews, but so long as we feel like it's a fair applicant pool and everyone that's applied gets to be heard, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I mean, surely we can come to a consensus between all the members on the council and all the members on the school board on
Absolutely.
Someone who is qualified to serve.
Absolutely.
I'm just excited we got so many good applicants. I mean, that's a thankless job. It's one of the hardest jobs, in my opinion.
That's why it's a hard decision.
And Ginger, I don't mean to...
That's why you're sitting up here, Jack.
The problem, the issue then becomes, what is the process by which we pick two? And that's going to have to be done publicly. And I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Would the school board have to pick theirs publicly?
Mm-mm. They just send us the recommendation. Because they're not picking anything. They're just interviewing, taking all the interviewees and making recommendations. Then we have to come up with somebody out of the five. And but after we interview, I really do think, considering all that's going into the interviews from the different angles, there's going to be somebody that's going to fit the mold and check off all the boxes.
Yeah, and another thing as well is the school board isn't going outside of the applicants that they receive. Is that correct?
What is that now?
School board is not looking outside of the applicants that they receive. Is that correct?
Okay. Yes, we guide the process.
Okay.
Well, again, I don't know that I'm going to agree on that process tonight.
Well, that's why it's on the committee of the whole.
Right.
So it's for discussion and thought. And we can put it back on the committee hole and come back with further discussion after thought. Yeah. And then we can vote on it the next week.
We will get it right. There's no doubt we will get it right. The process.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if everybody's good with that, then we'll...
I like the number.
Okay, then we'll move forward in the process. I use the word process 15 times. Okay. We're going to move in the fashion. We're going to think about it, put it back on committee hole, further discussion. If there's consensus committee of the whole, then we'll move it for a vote and give Jamie and them time to write up the resolution.
Yes.
Is that good with you?
Good.
I agree.
Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Okay. Discuss appointment of a police chief. I think we in November had decided, or at least I asked, that we make a decision in 3 months. And the reason for me was that the stability of the police force is important.
Yes.
And when you have interim, it's too many people that are too concerned. It doesn't give stability, and it erodes that morale over time. So, again, I y'all know my support for Trent. I think that we put it to the – there's been so much chaos here lately. We went to the police department, and – I don't think I'm sharing anything that's not work. It can't be shared. Is that of all the striped officers, 16 of them, I believe. Is that correct? Is that corporal up?
Sergeants and lieutenants.
Sergeant, lieutenants. Okay, they're 16.
14 or 16.
Okay, something like that. Man, you're the numbers guy. Come on, man.
Hey, that's pretty close.
Okay.
At least he didn't Mayor, say 14 and
I'm going to do something
14,
for...
Hey, okay. If it was over 10, it was enough.
Okay, yeah. We can't be 14.
Or did say 14 and a half or something.
Well, I've got 16 in my mind. So for illustration purposes, we're going to do 16, maybe a 14. But the point is 14 out of the 16 voted for Trent to take that position. And strongly supported him. And
that means a lot.
We've never had that kind of consensus on anybody.
Yes.
It's hard for me, again, this is only my personal, it's hard for me to dismiss that. Like y'all don't matter or we're not listening. And we really do need to get that thing nailed down so everybody starts to feel like, okay, we got stability, we're moving forward.
Yes.
So I hope that's okay.
I agree with that process, and I've told you I agree with that process, and my support is for Trent to be our next chief of police. Let's have it.
I have met with him twice, spoken with officers. What I like most about it, how long he's been at the department, I think almost 20 years, if not 20 years, and go back and looking at his record says enough for me.
Yeah.
I think he'd make an excellent police chief, in my opinion.
And I'm in agreement with that. I think the stability, I've been around several of the new officers and all that, but they all are just smiling. It's really a great feel, and they're very excited about getting you on board, Trent. So I feel the same way.
Stability, Jerry, you hit that, and I forgot to mention that. That's exactly right, stability in that department. Thank you.
Right.
Somebody needs to say something bad about him.
I agree. I mean,
he can't be perfect. I'm the only perfect one in the city. So.
He needs to fatten up a little bit.
He didn't have iced coffee when I met with him, so, you know, there's a strike.
Well, I was lucky I had coffee one morning with Trent, and you know, I just felt going into it, I was just going to put it on the line. I was just going to lay it out there, you know, and it dealt with the election. It dealt with, it was more about other stuff. It was more about like community policing and you know, that policing here is different than policing in Montgomery, Mobile, Pensacola, mm-hmm. thank goodness, you know. And so we talked about integrity of the department. And so there was, you know, and he asked me things, and I tried to be honest, you know. So I just say this, young man, and I do say that, young man, it is a huge job, a lot of responsibility, and I pray, and we talked about this, the safety of all the officers, and fire too, man. I mean, so, but anyway, it's a huge job, and if you're willing to take it and take it on your shoulders, then we're going to check it out.
Yep. I agree.
Well, if that's good with y'all, we'll move that forward. And that's somewhat of a segue into something I want to say to the public. This world has gone crazy.
Yes.
And I don't want to say instructions, but they are to our police department is, you do whatever you got to do to go home to your family. You're number one, your family's number one. Yeah. We'll deal with the rest later. Just make sure you do the work in the education and being prepared so that you know what decision to make when it comes. But the public needs to understand that when we get a call and that call doesn't give us insight, but it could be dangerous. Mm-hmm. It could be a federal warrant involved. It could be who knows what. Our instructions to the police department is you send more than you think you need. So if seven officers show up on a site, it's because there was a risk. There was a threat. Yes. Yes. And I would rather have them have seven than two.
That's right.
And I'd rather have people complaining about it. But it may only be four. Whatever they determine it needs to be to make sure they go home, I have to defer to their decision. Yes. And support it. Yes. And again, I don't care what that takes. So I know sometimes it looks like it's overkill, but people have no idea how many felons come through this city, how many times with a simple traffic stop you're dealing with someone who has a federal warrant. Some of them with drugs, some with guns. I mean, it's still a dangerous job. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if we want to keep this place as safe as we feel, mm-hmm. sometimes we're going to have to over-police.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And I hope the public will take that and understand it. It's just, we're just trying to do a good job of protecting our community.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I think also when you see several police officers pull up, we have new officers that need training. They're training. So sometimes you see another extra police car and what you think you need, they're training. And we have a little over 60 police officers is all we have. And I think, my goodness, that's a lot. Summertime, what do we have here? 100,000 people?
Yeah. FBI statistics would say that we should have over 100 officers for what we have in a summer.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't just get rid of them in wintertime. And so you might see a few more cars pull up in a wintertime and maybe what you think you need, but they're learning or they're being extra safe. Trust me, if I was an officer, I wouldn't want to pull anybody over. I mean, I have crazy people out there.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And well, it happened the other day. I drove by and there was it was five or six cars on a stop,
yeah.
The officers everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I called Trent and I said, what's going on? And it was a drug bust, but it was all training.
Yeah.
And half of the officers were in training. That's why it looked the way it did.
Yeah.
But they got to get that firsthand. So, okay, I'll quit pontificating, but I just want the folks in town to know that there will be times that we over-police because we're going to take care of our folks.
But one thing we don't do is over-ticket.
Yeah.
I looked at stats on that. It's incredible how many people got warnings, verbal warnings, written warnings to the citations out of the stops. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say, so I'm not going to say, but
yeah,
it was 16%.
Yeah. We write very few tickets now. Some people would argue we should, But then they're going to be the one to get stopped and say, why'd you stop me? I'm a local.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's officer discretion.
Yeah.
And we got to trust their discretion. And the good thing about Trent is huge with his command staff on training. And they have really kicked that in gear. So our officers are going to be as well trained as any officers anywhere. So we're going to spend the money to do that. So anybody want to add anything?
I think that's the key. We have said for the last several years, we are a family-oriented, safe city. And you can't go into it being naive. You've got to have the resources there that can keep us in that posture. And look around the country, what's going on. And there's no gate. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody comes in with everybody. We entertain 8 million every year. And so having a strong police and a fire is critical. And it's critical for us to be able to give them the best equipment available that will help them save lives and save their own lives. And I am a huge proponent of that.
Yeah. Okay. One more thing I want to add to that is I'm a big proponent, and I think we all would be, of promoting from within.
Yes.
And training and preparing successors. And Chief Smith is the perfect example of once he got in that position, he shined and we didn't have to go outside. And I think Trent will do the same thing.
Yes.
But it gives our folks... Yes. incentive to stay and to be better themselves, because eventually they're going to move up. So, all right.
I agree.
Request from the WARF for sponsorship of Independent Day. They've asked for us to help fund the festivities, the fireworks, all the stuff, and I'd like to offer them $25,000 because I think it's going to be a pretty big deal. We had 9,000 roughly at our Christmas tree lighting, and I said they had 18,000 at their New Year's Eve ball. So they're our downtown.
Right.
They're our downtown.
That's right.
And they're really trying hard to be our downtown.
Yes.
So
we just got to go back into a marketing agreement because we could use that as marketing.
It was the 4th of July, so Independence Day events, the community event open to the public.
That's
right. I hope they do some more drones.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's cool.
I don't know many places that have a Christmas tree lighting to begin with, but not with 9,000 people.
That's right.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And their counter, I've paid a lot of attention to the numbers that their counter is fairly accurate. So if you looked at the parking lot, Christmas tree lighting, the parking lot was essentially full to the same degree of a sold out concert.
Wow.
So, all right. Moving to resolution, a resolution authorizing purchase of 4 vehicles for the police department, $180,866.
Budgeted items.
Resolution authorizing purchase of ammunition for the police department, $31,844.65.
We know a lot of folks would ask our police department, they don't go shooting up town like we do with any of that.
And our new shooting range.
80% of that is training.
Yeah, thank you.
Resolution authorizes the purchase of cardiac monitors, defibrillators, fire department. $122,904.74. Resolution authorizing the purchase of 2 Lucas chest compression systems from Stryker, $41,537.20. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle to fire department, $65,010. Resolution authorizing the purchase of 3 utility vehicles for the Sportsplex, $48,886.98. Resolution authorizing surplus and trade-in of 24 golf carts owned by the City of Orange Beach. Authorizing the purchase of 28 golf carts for the golf center, $150,544.18.
Can you trade those in?
Yeah.
Can you trade those in? It's a buyback type thing, right?
Well, yeah, we're trading in our
old ones.
And there's not a whole lot left in them when we trade them in.
No.
I mean, they've been wore out.
Yeah, we got our money's worth.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a supplemental task order with Thompson Engineering, Canal Road Multi-Use Trail Connectivity Project, $69,883. Resolution declaring certain personal property owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus, authorizing Mayor City Clerk to dispose of such property. Resolution authorizing execution of a license agreement with RaptorMed.com for medical record software, Orange Beach Wildlife Center. Resolution authorizing execution of a service agreement, Motorola Solutions, support of Motorola software and equipment for the police department. Resolution authorizing execution amendment number one to the cooperative service agreement, U.S. Department of Agriculture to supplement nuisance wildlife control services. Resolution authorizing executive execution of a task order with Los, Tennessee, professional design services for Orange Beach Aquatic Center renovation project, $781,000 and $700. Yeah.
Nicole Hart. Yeah. I know this is a specialized company that does this in Tennessee, so everything's been vetted.
Yes, sir.
What we want. Thank you so much. It's just.
Yes.
It is a hard pill to swallow.
Price tag for just the.
Yeah. But it is also, it's a $12 million project.
$12 million.
Yeah. So percentage, it runs in line with what it should be, even though it's, we're in the wrong.
Back off the cliff.
Yeah.
$781,000.
Yeah. We are in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
But just let everyone know this is an every week thing.
Yeah. They probably can't even swim.
Yep.
Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Sally Wyrick for Water Aerobics Aquatic Center. Resolution authorizing execution of a service agreement with Cone Elevator Maintenance Coastal Resources Office. Any questions on any of that?
Well, I'll just say this so people also know that this time of year, because we passed our budget, like, I guess, so now all these budgeted items get ordered as soon as they possibly can, because the fire trucks are 2 years out or something like that. 2 years out. So anyway, that's.
It'll get better. It'll get better over time. We're not going to spend $2 million.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
More than that.
One thing I do want to say is I had somebody the other night said, "Y'all not doing something right because y'all agree on too many of the items. There's no discussion." And I said, "But that's because they're all. It's just governmental." Procedure. It's nothing to discuss.
We had budgetary meetings.
And we staff and department heads and his staff work on chipping that away. Maybe we can wait till that can hold out till next year and such like that.
Yeah.
These are all budgeted items. I just want to remind everybody that budget took over 2 months.
Almost four months.
I went through.
I said the budget process is almost 4 months long. So yeah, we.
4 months.
There you go. There you go, Ford.
We've sharpened the pencil on that several times.
Went back and forth. So once we adopted the budget, then it's time to get this done. You're right, Robert.
Yeah, this isn't an every week thing.
No, we're not buying fire trucks next week. You're right.
I hope so.
I don't know, man. I'm getting too big a kickback on those fire trucks. So I ain't gonna say nothing.
All right, Fort Hamlin City Administrator, I do have one request from the PAC. We're gonna be bringing you a contract on the next council meeting relating to the production of Frozen. We're running some specialized equipment. I learned a lot today on some specialized equipment for the PAC. But originally we were gonna do guys and dolls, I think it was.
Yes.
Switch to Frozen. We're gonna, I'm requesting $7,000 additional on that budget alone, but it will still come in under budget for the year. But obviously this production is gonna be a little bit bigger than what we originally did. And we have, unlike what we've done in the past where we've done four shows, we're gonna have six shows spanning over two weekends.
And there's a young
kid. Go ahead. I know you got a question.
Let it go.
No.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
$7,000 for what specialized equipment?
Well, the equipment itself is $20,000. We're renting $250,000 worth of equipment.
What kind of play is this? What?
Have you seen the movie Frozen?
No, I'm afraid I couldn't afford to go.
So basically, when I'm on stage and I shoot my arm out like this, you're going to see snow, icicles and all sorts of crazy
things.
That's
cool.
So,
rent a grandchild and bring it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want any.
So
okay.
Oh, you can take my kids.
All right.
Yeah, everybody.
But yeah, we'll have a contract on the next one. And so, but yeah.
Really, I guess I'm going to have to go.
You should. Right.
Can we get our money back if we're not impressed?
I don't have the expertise to answer that question,
before
sir.
Before
I
looked down, I knew that was a no.
Yeah. Actually, I know a young man, I think
he's guaranteed.
One of the Christian schools, his name is Preston Raley, and he's in this play. So he's real excited about his parents. He said, man, he's never been on a thing like this scale. He goes, everything there is like the real deal. And I said, it is the real deal.
If you haven't seen one of their shows, it's mind-blowing that in a community our size,
yes,
the effects and everything they do, I mean, it's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And I don't think that they get enough praise. I mean, our athletics get praise. I mean, we talk about all, but these guys are on par with our girls' softball team as far as community theater goes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're raising up some stars. We really are, so.
Yep. All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Thank you, Ford.
Last request is the Garden Club for their game day is requesting some items to be given away. One glass shop item, one clay shop, two vouchers for golf, 1 year Family Fitness Center membership. And doesn't seem like a lot, but we have to go through the process of agreeing that it's community and Jamie has come up with something if we want to do it. We've done it in the past, but if we want to do it, we got to do it by resolution. So that'll be the.
Because I have the request on my desk from last week's Ms. Oates to come by my office. It wasn't for the city, it was for my company, but the array of list of the benefits, the functions in our city is huge and truly benefits our community.
Yes.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay. Anybody in the audience have anything they'd like to add? Comments? Discussion? Okay. Not entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.